This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh. Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
How else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Walker Wildman is filling in for the much-traveled J.J. Jasper. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
J.J., where in the world is
where
J.J.?
Where in the world is J.J.?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. It's a mystery.
Disappeared.
Be a good trivia question.
But I'm sure he's on the road traveling somewhere, so yeah. Folks can go to jjjasper.com, find out where he is, probably figure out where he's coming from.
Yeah. Only problem is we wouldn't know the answer to that trivia question.
Right.
So. Yeah.
All right. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And here's what we do. On Fridays, for this hour and a half, ask trivia questions and let you call in and answer and or ask your own trivia question. So you call in, you answer one, and you ask one. That's how we like to play, as Ed says, this here game.
Yes.
On American Family Radio. And a couple of ground rules. One is if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call because we like to give new people, as me, new folks, an opportunity to get on the program. And let's see, what was the second one?
The second rule is obey all rules.
Yes, obey all rules. What'd you say, Walker?
We're missing the cowbell, or you hadn't gotten there yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we have a question that if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, above the cowbell will ring for all the world to hear. And at that point, you will know you have won yourself, by answering the question, the mystery question, a Trivia Friday / Learning University American Family Radio t-shirt, which we will send to you right away. We have them in stock, I believe. So there you go. I can't think of anything else. Can you, Ed?
No. And I just want to encourage people that if you want one of these t-shirts anyway, you can just go to afastore.net and buy one. It has all the Marvel superheroes on it. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It just has our faces on it.
Right,
but it's pretty close.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, it is pretty close. So go ahead and go to afastore.net. Walker, you wanted to have something you wanted to mention quickly? Let me give the phone number, and then you can mention that.
All right.
Here's a phone number to call and get on the air with us. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We are also live streaming the program on our Today's Issues Facebook page. So we're waving, saying hello to everybody who's watching on our Facebook page. We're live video streaming. So go to Facebook and click on Today's Issues. Or what else you got, Walker?
All right. Well, coming up next week, and I'm going to tease it now just in case you're interested early, the mission or our ministry called Preborn, many of you probably heard this. We've partnered with them. American Family Radio has partnered with them in years past. But next week, we are going to partner with Preborn. And what Preborn does is they provide free ultrasounds to women who are pregnant, free ultrasounds to women across the country. And the goal is to make women who might be considering abortion choose life and save their baby and maybe put it up for adoption or parent the child. So Preborn Ministry, American Family Radio is going to partner with them, and the goal is to raise funds and provide free ultrasounds for women across America. And so if you want to find out more right now before next week, you can visit afr.net, or you can tune in next week and hear more about it.
And this is Sanctity of Human Life Month. So
that's right.
That's part of the reason for that emphasis.
All right, Ed, what are your three questions?
I got three humdingers, folks. Get ready. These are hard.
What is a humdinger? That's my question.
Well,
my first maybe that's one of his questions.
Trivia question for next week. In 1973, women's tennis star Billie Jean King won the Battle of the Sexes tennis match against a 55-year-old former men's champion. What was his name? Billie Jean King and this person.
And Michael Jackson later made that a hit.
Battle of the Sexes?
Billie Jean.
Oh, Billie Jean. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Second question. In the Charlie Brown comics and TV shows, what is Lucy's last name? In Charlie Brown, what is Lucy's last name? Good question, eh?
Yeah.
And then we've got the NFL playoffs starting this weekend. And so I have
for those who are still watching.
For those who are still watching, and here is I have some NFL questions. In fact, that's all I have for my backup questions. But here's my third question: what NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles? What NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles
without taking a knee?
Without taking a knee, that's right.
Right. What do you got, Walker?
All right, my first question is this. What four countries occupied Germany after World War II? What four countries occupied Germany after World War II? Secondly, what has 336 dimples? What has 336 dimples? Lastly, who was the first U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states? First U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and my questions are as follows. Penicillin is used to fight what type of infections? Penicillin, one of the greatest inventions of the 20th
century. True that.
Penicillin is used to fight what type of infections? Number two, which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world? You know, there's a seven ancient, there's a seven modern.
Right.
Which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world is still standing today? Is still standing today.
And that's a great question.
Number three, how many stripes are on the American flag? How many stripes are on Old Glory? That's what I want to know the answer to. So there are your three questions for me, Ed and Walker. Trivia Friday is the name of the program, and we go to the phones.
All right, we go first to Virginia, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty well. It's we're having a heat wave here now. It's 16.
16.
Wow.
Most of the nation is...
put some sunblock on, Dave.
I'd like to answer one and ask one, please.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to take Ed's number two question. Popped in my memory. I think I have it right.
All right. In the Charlie Brown, let me repeat the question. In the Charlie Brown comics and TV shows, what is Lucy's last name?
I believe it was Van Pelt.
Right out of the chute. Woo,
well
Dave.
Well done.
You got the mystery question. You answered it correctly.
Praise the Lord.
Lucy's last name was Van Pelt. So that just popped into your mind, right?
I remember that. I got a long-term memory for insignificant trivia.
When was that mentioned in the? It must have been only once or twice, or just
I don't know.
It might have been in one of the comic strips in the paper, but I don't really know if it was ever on one of the cartoons.
We're going to have to get your address, so don't hang up when we get through talking. When we get through talking about your question.
Okay, I got you on that.
Okay.
This is my fourth win.
Your fourth win. Wow, like the New England Patriots.
No, it's not luck. It's the will of the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, it's not luck for the Patriots either.
No.
All right, Dave. Somebody said luck. What's your question for us?
Okay, now, listen carefully. There are two books in the Bible that begin with the same three words. Now, one is in the Torah, and one is in the New Testament. Now, there are three books that start out with, and it came to pass, so I'm not counting those. But there's a book in the Torah and a book in the New Testament that start out with the same three words, and they're the only examples of different, you know, Bible books starting out with the same words.
So you said there's
two books?
No, I think I have it. We're going to just talk amongst ourselves, so don't say anything.
Sure, what do you think?
I think it's Genesis and the
and
Gospel
I can give
of John.
You an additional clue if you need.
In the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And John, it says, was the Word.
Yes. Right, okay. Yeah. So I think we're going to go with Genesis and the Gospel of John. Both start with the words
You're
in the beginning.
You're absolutely correct.
All right.
Good
clap for
ding,
our brother
ding,
Ed
ding,
right
ding,
here.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. All right. So we're going to keep that T-shirt, Dave, because we kind of swapped there. You know, you answered ours, we answered yours, so we're back to even. Okay.
No, Dave, you're going to get this. Is I guess your fourth. So what have you won? Have you this is a T-shirt. What else have you won? Because this you won the coffee mug.
I've won the
CD.
I've won the disc one and disc two. And also won one of the little travel mugs.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get your shipping information. I guess we should just keep it on file, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
For the future. So
people are going to be suspicious of inside trading here with Dave okay. winning so often.
Well, thank you, and God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Dave. From Virginia, calling in, reporting 15 balmy degrees there in his hometown.
I think Todd, though, from North Carolina, holds the record. He's won like seven or eight times. So.
Well, you know, the mystery question we give out, I mean, we talk amongst ourselves just before the program, and so, you know, it just worked out that way.
Yeah.
As were. All right, next up. Who's next up?
All right,
up?
We go to Louisiana, and Jeff is on the line. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing?
We're doing well. What's the temperature in Louisiana?
About 34 here in Gonzales, Louisiana.
Okay.
34 degrees.
So it's
thawing out.
It's thawing out. Jeff, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
About the flag.
About the flag. All right. Jeff, here's the question to you. How many stripes are on the American flag?
13.
Yeah.
And Jeff, why is that?
I'm not sure.
Well,
13 original colonies?
The 13 stripes represent the 13 British colonies that declared independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. So you're correct, Mr. Ed. 13.
Good deal.
And you're correct too, Jeff. 13. Can you name the 13 colonies, Jeff?
No.
Come on,
Jeff. It's too bad. You would have won a brand new car.
Well, give it a shot. Give it a shot, Jeff. Can you get started there? You can rule out Canada.
Well, I know it's. I went work in Massachusetts, and when you show up in Massachusetts, everybody says, "Welcome to New England." So I know Boston is one.
Yeah, New
and,
England.
And besides that, I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right, that's all right. Well, anyway, do you have a question for us, Jeff?
Yes. I've been grieving for the past couple of years because I was offended by an employee of the AFR Foundation and at a Dan Celia event. And I said, I listen to you guys all the time on Fridays. And the employee said this profound words, "Well, did you graduate?"
Yeah.
Is
that person amongst the three of us here, Jeff, that you'd like to?
It may be. It was Walker or Wes. And it said, I'm not sure if.
Name Colin.
So,
no, I think that was probably.
They probably were just kidding.
It may have been Wesley, my other son.
Jeff, would you like us to send you a diploma?
Yes, I would. But since I was offended, I'm going to put, said Tim Wildman, do you take responsibility for your offspring? I could rephrase that. Or for your employees?
Yeah, let me do something good. Yeah, I do. But I'm not responsible for bad behavior.
So if I ask this question, did you hire them? Because they were godly people. It's a multiple choice question. Or was the AFR board fear for their jobs if you said no, if they said no, or did you just want them out of your wallet?
Well, I think all three there probably apply to one degree or another. But anyway, hey, Jeff, brother, thanks for calling. You have a great day, man. Keep listening to AFR. You're listening to American Family Radio, and we are playing trivia. We also call this
Learning University.
And, Ed, what's our goal each Friday at this
Tim,
time?
Tim, I'm so glad you asked. Our goal that we play this game, and it's really more than a game, as you are prone to say, our purpose is to make our listeners more betterer, more smarterer, and we have added this, more awesomer. And so that's really deep. Why we do this.
That's very deep.
Oh, it is deep. I noticed in more ways than one.
You know what I've noticed in my time filling in for JJ or Ed? Is Ed is always glad that you ask him that question.
Yeah. I am.
He is.
It reframes
Ed,
the show.
Ed has a grateful heart, Walker.
Yeah, I do.
He's just part of who he is.
Grateful Ed.
That's what everyone thinks about when they think about me.
Yeah.
Encouragement, gratefulness.
Ed's our
not
Joel
sarcasm.
Ed's our Joel Osteen. On staff.
Gotta have it.
Captain Sunshine all the time.
Captain
Sunshine. You know, it's nauseating, quite frankly, after once everyone. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions.
All right, here are mine. In 1973, women's tennis star Billie Jean King won the Battle of the Sexes against a former men's champion. What was his name? I have NFL questions. Since the NFL playoffs start this weekend, what NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles? And I will add a question, since one of mine has been answered. Where did the Baltimore Ravens get their name? Where did the Baltimore Ravens get their name? I'm talking about Ravens. Obviously, they got Baltimore because that's where the team is based. So.
I know the answer to that.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Here's my first question. What four countries occupied Germany after World War II? What four countries occupied Germany after World War II?
The winners. Oh, sorry.
Don't give it away, Ed.
No.
What has 336 dimples? What has 336
My granddaughter
dimples?
When she smiles? Oh, sorry.
Maybe true. And lastly, what was the first, or rather, who was the first U.S. president born outside the original 13 states, which would have before been the original 13 colonies?
Yep.
All right, here are my three questions. Penicillin is used to fight what type of infections?
Infections of the heart, Tim.
What?
The broken heart. Infections of the broken heart.
That's a country song. all right, my second question is, which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world is still standing today? You can still visit this particular...
Sometimes it kneels, and we're not happy with that.
We're not happy with that. We don't endorse that. All right, I have a new question, since my American stripes on the American flag question was answered. Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? I know you don't care about that, but it's a trivia question. And so think back to your high school science class, right? All right, our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. And you can go and watch the show if you'd like to at our Today's Issues Facebook page, and we'd love for you to go there and comment on the program. We also have an email address which is comments@afr.net. For you JJ Jasper fans, we don't know where he is. He didn't tell us. You can ask us, but we don't know, and we're telling you the truth. We have no idea where JJ, the traveling man, Jasper, is. All right. Who's next, Ed?
All right. We go to Arkansas, and Marsha is on the line. Marsha, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, I thank you, Marsha, for thanking us. I am very grateful that you thanked us today. So you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both. I'll answer the question about penicillin. Penicillin fights bacterial infections.
Okay, let me get that question here. Penicillin is used to fight what type of infections? And Marsha from Arkansas
yes.
is absolutely correct.
Whoa!
Yes, good job.
Penicillin fights bacterial infections. Marcia, do you know who invented
infections?
Penicillin? Was it Fleming? I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Look that up, Walker. Google that real quick.
And if is she's, it Fleming sounds
Is it penicillin
right?
also?
If she's right, I'm going to send her a T-shirt.
Wow.
Just because, I mean,
I hope so.
And it's not Ian, Fleming who wrote the
thank you, Ed.
James Bond novel.
You were correct,
oh,
Marcia.
Wow. Marcia.
Alexander Fleming.
Ian, wow, Alexander Fleming.
I tell you what,
Fleming.
That was, are you a nurse, Marcia, or something, or how do you know that?
No, just a biology major.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, why, do you want to tell us why that was so significant, the discovery of penicillin?
Well, I don't think they had anything really to cure those kind of infections before then, if I remember right. correctly.
Mm-hmm. When was that, Walker? What year?
Looks like it was in 1928.
Scottish
scientist, Alexander Fleming.
Alexander Fleming, and that changed the world. I mean,
it really did.
Yes.
That changed the world. Can you imagine nothing
Yeah.
to fight off bacterial infections, and then comes along penicillin. I remember the first time I ever had that, about the only time I ever had that, I think it was a severe case of strep back in college.
Yeah.
And I went to the infirmary there, and they gave me the penicillin. And man, 24 hours later, I was feeling like a new man.
Isn't yeah. that what they give you in shots for if you get like a sting? Or is that separate? What about a snake bite, maybe?
Penicillin?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Snake bite, they give you venom, don't they?
Yeah, anti-venom.
Snake bite, they give you last rites. You're going to die, pal. No, no.
I think they give you venom.
Yeah, it's anti-venom that they give you.
But what is anti-venom?
I think it's actually venom.
It is.
A form of it.
I think it is something that they derive from the venom. They create some sort
and
of
what
antibodies.
And what did Tim say?
You said venom.
Yeah.
Which we've ultimately come back to, haven't we now?
You are correct.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess.
But, Marcia, we will stay on when we get through answering your question, we will take your address and send you a T-shirt because you got the penicillin.
The additional
was correct, and you got the name of the gentleman who invented it.
Okay.
What's your question for us?
Yes. There's something special about this year's calendar, Christian calendar. And, Tim, your father was alive when this event occurred before, but in your lifetime it has not occurred. And it will occur this year, and it will occur again in 2029, but then it will not occur again in the foreseeable future, at least 60 years, according to the chart that I looked at.
Okay, on the Christian calendar.
What event would that be? It's on the Christian calendar, and I'll give you a hint. It has to do with Lent.
Okay.
All right, Marcia, don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Parker, this
although,
is okay.
Although I have no idea what we're going to talk about because I have no idea.
Has to do with Lent, she says.
Okay, so, I know. I have a guess.
Okay.
And that would be that the Eastern Orthodox Easter and the Western Easter is on the same Sunday.
I think you're right.
I think
that's
right.
The best guess we got.
How's that, Marcia?
No, what it is this year and in 1923, 1934, and 1945, and in 2029, Ash Wednesday occurs on Valentine's Day, and Easter occurs on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
Really? Wow. That's some deep trivia right there.
That is.
Marcia?
Hey, Marcia, we are almost out of time here before the break, so we're going to have to, that's a great question. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your information to send you a T-shirt, okay? All right.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our spiritual heritage tours fill up each year several months in advance, and we've got the dates now for our 2018 trips. There are two tours. There's one to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, and then there's a separate trip to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, where we'll explore early American history. Now, if you want information on these tours, simply go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information. Again, in June and September, you can go on one or you can go on both. They're back to back. We plan them that way. Again, June and September, Washington, D.C. and Williamsburg. For all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com, and I hope to see you on one of our spiritual heritage tours.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. Gretchen Carlson says she wants to give the Miss America organization a makeover. Miss Carlson is the new chairwoman of the famed beauty pageant slash scholarship competition, appearing on Good Morning America. She is the first former pageant winner to serve in the history of the organization, going back nearly 100 years. Former leaders and board members were forced out after emails surfaced exposing criticism they made about the appearance, intellect, and sex lives of former contestants. Miss Carlson says it's a form of justice that former Miss Americas who were trashed in those emails are now running the pageant. But how she plans to empower the women is not exactly clear. She declined to say if the Miss America pageant will include a swimsuit competition because, as we all know, nothing personifies intellect and brain power like parading around on stage in high heels and a skimpy bikini. I'm Todd Starnes.
Ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the 60s, I think.
Yeah, my wife loved that show.
Keith Twyla said. On Facebook knew immediately what that show was.
Did she really?
She did.
Twyla?
While it was playing, she typed in Petticoat Junction.
Yeah,
Petticoat Junction. Now, was that a spinoff of Green Acres?
Yeah, we were kind of, it's related. I don't remember what spun off what.
Or was Green Acres a spinoff from Petticoat Junction?
That's what I think, but I'm not quite sure. Because there was Uncle Joe, I don't remember, but I do remember both of them being related somehow. One
in any event, Mr. Haney went on to be a star.
Oh, just a star. And that pig, remember the pig?
What was the pig's name?
Piggy.
Everybody's yelling at us right now. I bet it'll pop up on
Piggy
Facebook
the pig.
Quick. Come on. It wasn't Wilbur. Wilbur was Charlotte's Web. Pig.
Right.
Walker? What was somebody's going to tell us.
Somebody will. It's just right. A matter of time.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions here and get back to the phones here as we take your calls from across the country. We're here every Monday. We're here every Monday through Thursday with, how the world's going to end. And then on Fridays, we pretend like it's not.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing today.
We enjoy life.
Right, we enjoy life.
And speaking of enjoying life, we have answers.
Okay, what's the answer?
Arnold.
Arnold!
Arnold the pig.
Yeah, Arnold. We should have known that. Thank you.
Arnold Ziffel.
And then Arnold, see, Arnold went on to form the business, the restaurant that was on Happy Days. Arnold's.
Yeah, that was a spinoff from that.
Yeah.
lot of people don't
know. Arnold the Pig.
Well, they served bacon, built that business. Ham,
yes, right.
Pork chops, things of that
nature. He got in a lot of trouble with the pig community for that.
It didn't end well for
yes.
Arnold.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's all made up. But anyways, Arnold is the name of the pig.
Yeah, Arnold. It was Arnold Ziffel. That's right. He had a full name. Well, first and last name. All right, repeat your questions, Ed.
All right. In 1973, women's tennis star Billie Jean King won the Battle of the Sexes tennis match against a former men's champion. What was his name? Second question, what NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles? Folks, if you don't know the answer, just look it up, okay? And then third question, where did the Baltimore Ravens get their name? Where did Ravens come from? All right. Mm-hmm. That's what I got.
My three questions still remain unanswered. What four countries occupied Germany after World War II? Secondly, what has 336 dimples? What has 336 dimples? And lastly, who was the first U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states?
All right. My questions, let's see, I've had two questions answered. Here are my remaining two, and then I'll add another one momentarily, but... Which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world is still standing today, of the ancient world? There are seven modern-day, what do you call them, wonders of the world. Number two, which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? Remember back to your high school science class. You should remember that. Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust?
Well, I know when I'm digging in my yard, it's rocks.
It's rocks.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a metal, is
incorrect.
It? Yes.
Yeah, that was incorrect. All right, and it's not heavy either. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That's a good answer, my son.
But I tried.
But it's incorrect. you did try. You gave it an effort. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Iowa, and Moot is on the line. Moot, do we have your name right?
Yeah, that's my nickname. My real name is... Laval Antoine Pelloquin.
Okay.
Well, I can see why they call you Moot.
Moot it is, brother.
Yeah.
You want to ask, answer?
Is your last name Point? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Moot.
Moot, I'm sorry. Moot Point. That's good.
I'm going to answer a question and ask a question.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I know the answer to multiple of your questions, but I'll answer
You can only
one.
Answer one.
I'll answer the first question and regarding tennis.
All right, here's the question. Let me repeat the question. In 1973, women's tennis star Billie Jean King won the Battle of the Sexes tennis match against a 55-year-old former men's champion. What was his name, Moot?
Well, I remember clearly. In 1973, I was at the University of Vermont. And I was there because the skiing was better in Vermont than at Berkeley. And that was a terrifying experience when Billie Jean King won the match against Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs. That is correct. Excellent job.
I remember that. I remember watching that as a kid. What year was that again, Moot?
1973.
Okay, yes. I was 10. I remember that on television. That was kind of when the women's... rights or whatever you call it, feminist movement.
It was supposed to be a big, feminist match.
You know Bobby Riggs threw that, don't you?
He took a
rejoicing among unshaved women in Vermont that day.
Well, all right, Moot. I don't know what to say in response to that exactly, but
Moot, what's your question for us?
Please. Okay, my question for you is this. What substance is unusual in that it expands when it goes from a liquid to a gaseous state, but also expands when it goes from a liquid to a solid state?
All right, you're going to have to repeat. Pardon me. Repeat that again, please, Moot.
What substance, what molecule? Mm-hmm. Is unusual, the only one that I know of, and I'm a scientist, that it expands when it goes from a liquid state to a gaseous state, but it also expands when it goes from a liquid state to a solid state. It's one of God's miracles.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's one of the chemicals in gasoline or in fuel, which causes it when it expands. That's why it's so dangerous around flames.
I have no idea. Do you guys have you're guessing something in
whatever,
gasoline?
One of the chemicals, I don't know.
I don't know. He's talking about
you want me to tell you?
Fluid state and solid state.
Am I going in the right direction, Moot?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
I'll Moot. Give you a clue, okay, which should tell you it's mentioned in the Bible many times.
All right. How about water?
That's correct. Water.
Water.
That was just an absolute guess.
H2O.
There's no other substance that when it becomes solid expands.
Okay.
If you take any metal, when it becomes solid, it shrinks.
Yeah. Huh.
Anything else that can go from any gas, nitrogen gas, pure oxygen, whatever, CO2, dry ice, when it goes from a gaseous state to a liquid state, it shrinks. And when it goes from a liquid state to a solid state, mm-hmm. it shrinks. Mm. Water is the only exception.
Well, I would...
Design. Pretty amazing stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Moot. Yeah. Appreciate it.
This and, is why we have Ed over our chemistry department.
I would get a big head, except that was just an absolute throw. That was a Hail Mary. That wasn't even an intelligent guess. Thank you, Moot. That was actually a great question. We love those kind of, we want people to learn and get more betterer and more smarterer. Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go back to Louisiana. Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, doing great. Larry, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll just ask. I mean, answer this time.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I'm not an answer to the 300 dimples thing, but I want to take a shot at the most divisional titles thing.
All right. What NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles?
Is it the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It is not the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. Although with a great history like they had in the, especially in the 70s, they at least probably up in the top, but they're not in the top two. But it is a good guess because they had a great run there in the 70s. Oh, so you don't have a question for us?
No, I don't. I couldn't think of one. I was trying to think of one to ask, but I couldn't think of one offhand.
Okay. Well, Larry, thank you, and have a great weekend, brother.
All right, y'all too.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You are listening to American Family Radio. Walker, if folks want to watch the show and comment on the show, what do they need to do?
They can go to Facebook and type in Today's Issues in the search bar. There you will find our page. Click on Today's Issues page, and you will see the live feed at the top there. And you can comment on the show. A lot of great listeners and viewers commenting, actually providing a lot of these answers before we get them. So go to Today's Issues on Facebook.
We have some folks who have big IQs.
Yeah, they know their history.
Good students, I'm telling you.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let me give the phone number again. Here's the phone number to call and reach us here on Trivia Friday. Please don't call, if you're in a bad mood or, you got something to complain about or, I don't know, you got to work this weekend. Whatever it is, we care, but we don't want to, for you to bring us down.
Don't bring us down.
Bruce. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. All right, Ed, who's next?
We go to North Carolina, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, Robert, thank you for kindly asking how I'm doing. You know what? Because us professors, we have feelings too, So the rest of our students need to take a page from Robert's playbook here and care about us too, because we're humans and we have feelings. Robert, right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will just answer.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I will answer the one about the four countries occupying Germany after World War II.
All right, what four countries occupied Germany after World War II? What answer do you have, Robert?
I believe it was the United States, United Kingdom, France, and the Soviet Union.
That is correct.
Woo! All right,
Robert.
Way to bring it, Robert.
Well done.
How have you been studying World War II or something?
Yeah, I usually study world history, mainly focused on like wars and stuff, and I study world capitals as well.
Okay, wow. That's well great. Yeah, because the Soviets, been the Soviets or the Russians?
The Soviets.
Okay, the Soviets. Soviet Union was in existence then. Mm-hmm. And then you had the British, us, or the Allied forces. And who was the other one you said occupied?
France.
That's okay. Right.
Anyway, absolutely. Great.
Great job, yeah. Robert.
What's your question for us?
He doesn't.
Oh, I don't have a question for you. I've been trying to think of one, but
okay.
I can't come up with one.
Where do you live in North Carolina?
Newport. It's pretty close to Atlantic Beach.
Did you get some snow the other day?
Yes, we did. Okay. I don't have school today. We have a snow day, so.
Okay. Oh, wait. So, Robert, you don't have school today, and you listen to us?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
That's good.
He's continuing to learn.
Continuing education, yeah, even when school is out.
You get credit with your teacher for that. You tell her. You listen to Learning University. Okay?
All right.
Robert,
and
all right,
and then your teacher will go, what is that?
Yeah, right.
You're not getting extra credit, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday. We're here every Friday for an hour and a half, and we're asking and answering trivia questions and having some fun. If you want to watch the show, go to our Today's Issues Facebook page. And again, Tim, Ed, and Walker here. And to repeat, we do not know where J.J. Jasper is today. So if you ask us, we honestly do not know.
He did let us know, though, that he would not be here, to his credit.
Right. I know he's, he said, Tim, the other day, quote, I'm on a winning streak. And I really didn't feel comfortable asking him.
What that meant?
What that meant exactly. You know how one of your friends tells you something like that and you really don't want to know? Because
right.
Then you got to talk about, you know.
So all we're saying is if he is snowed in Atlantic City in New Jersey,
or Las
Vegas, don't want to know about it.
Las Vegas or Tunica, yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I may not be in any of
those. He's not a gambler, folks. Yeah. And gambling is not funny. Well, we just want to make sure we...
Mary Ann on Facebook said, wanted to let us know that Petticoat Junction came first, and then Green Acres was a spinoff. We were floating that question.
Which
earlier.
Was which? Now, which came first?
Petticoat Junction came first. Green Acres was a spinoff.
Spinoff of Petticoat Junction. So the Douglases must have been featured on. Petticoat
yeah, I
Junction.
Think, and I think some of the characters of Petticoat Junction showed up on Green Acres, like Mr. Haney.
Which brings us
Mr.
to this
Haney.
Point. You know, Tom Lester, who played Ebb.
Yes, he was also on Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, he's been to our studio before.
He's a Christian. He's a preacher or something, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's from South. He's from South Mississippi.
Okay.
Wow.
But anyway, I haven't talked to him in a long, long time. But anyway, yeah.
Well, there's always an ebb and flow to relationships, you know.
Yeah, you know, that was a 1.6 on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as
humor.
Now, on a corn measure.
Oh yeah,
it was a 9.8.
Yes,
on a corny
on the corny right, joke scale.
Let's repeat our questions.
Okay, how many NFL? Let me see. What NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles? Where did the Baltimore Ravens get their name? I'm talking about Ravens, and I'm going to add another NFL question. How many NFL teams are named after horses? How many NFL teams are named after horses?
All right. What has 336 dimples? Secondly, who was the first U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states? Who was the first U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states? A new question. What's the largest city in India? What is the largest city in India?
It's
I'm going to give the name out, but it's where all the... all the people are who answer the phone when they have a computer question.
Is that it?
Hey, since that's a Hindu country, right? More or less?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Majority Hindu.
I mean, do they count cows as in their population total?
No, no, they're not citizens. You're just not allowed to eat them.
No, they give them visas.
What?
work visas.
They're not. That's the legal ones. They're not citizens, but they're considered higher than citizens. Am I right? In the Hindu religion, or do you have any idea?
I have no idea whether this is a serious question or not.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? Holy cow. That's where that expression comes from.
It may very well. Is that really where it comes from? Holy cow?
The Hindu religion. Holy cow.
So and, where does holy smokes come from? Is that Harry, Native Americans or
Harry,
something?
Harry plagiarized from the Indians on that.
Holy cow.
Where were we?
You have to get your questions.
Oh, and y'all got me distracted.
Yeah, we did. That was us.
It's all our fault.
Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? So a science question there. Number two, which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world is still standing today? And you can go and see this. Which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world is still standing today? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Ed, go ahead.
All right, we go to Texas. Sarah is on the line. Sarah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I finally got in, and maybe it's because I'm wearing my Trivia Friday shirt I got for Christmas.
Well, we don't want to say anything,
that
but it very well could be. Yeah.
It couldn't hurt, absolutely.
Well, the thing is, we can see people from through their radio, so we actually pick out people who have their T-shirts on. No, I'm just kidding, folks, please.
You're making fun of my, what I say, Ed? Okay, now you're making people freak out. Thinking maybe we work for the NSA or something.
Yeah. Sarah, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, I wanted to do the penicillin one. In 2012, I was in London, and I was leaning against this cement building, and I just had to look over my left shoulder, and there was a plaque to that Mr. Fleming. I think it was Dr. Fleming that invented penicillin. But
wow.
I looked up a couple others since that one was answered.
Okay, you can answer one, just wonder, one.
Seventh wonder of the world.
Okay, let me ask the question again. Which one of the seven ancient wonders of the world is still standing today?
Is it the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's now, right. In looking this question up, you know, preparing this question, I didn't know. I just knew them as the pyramids. I didn't know there's names for each pyramid, I guess.
Right. And the pyramid at Giza, is that the one that has the Sphinx, Sarah? The Great Sphinx?
I really don't know.
Okay, here's a more detailed answer to the question. And Sarah did get it right.
Yes.
The Great Pyramid of Giza, G-I-Z-A. The Great Pyramid of Giza is the oldest and largest of the three pyramids in the Giza Pyramid Complex. Historical analysis tells us that the Egyptians built the Giza pyramids between 2589 and 2504 BC.
Yeah.
You're talking about this is the answer.
That pyramid of Giza complex, I had that when I was in high school. Well, I had a real pyramid of Giza complex.
Yeah, yeah, and it took you a while to ask a girl out, didn't it?
Huh? That's right. Yeah. It had something to do with a pointy head. So,
The pyramid complex.
Yeah.
You can visit Egypt today and visit this Great Pyramid of Giza. And I don't answer to your question about the ones with the Sphinx.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I was just asking. So
I don't know.
Sarah knew that.
All right. Good answer, Sarah. Way to go. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I came across this Bible verse. I thought it would be a good one for people to know, and I'd like to know if you know who said it and what book it's in. Okay, here's the verse. Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
Repeat the question, please. I didn't get all that.
I will. I love it. I love it. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
Well, Sarah, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no. We're going to try to.
She's asking who said this?
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Wasn't that Gideon that said that? You guys remember? You know, because
God kept telling him, get
rid of these, get rid of these, and he's down to 300.
I think you're right. Now, yes, I think you're correct. We're going to go with Ed's answer.
We'll go with Gideon.
That was a good guess, but it was Jonathan when he was going to jump up out of that thing and he killed a bunch of people and it changed the war for the Israelite side. So it's Jonathan. Do you know what book it's in?
Well, let's see.
Jonathan's story is in...
It would be 1st or 2nd Samuel.
A broad answer is the Old Testament.
You're right.
Which one? Yes. First or second? Which
first
one was it?
First Samuel chapter 14, verse 6.
So that was Jonathan. Well, that is a great quote from the Bible. Yes. That's one of those, you know, like stand and see the salvation of the Lord, those kind of things that just make the hair on your arms stand up.
Yeah.
So,
signature verses, if you will.
Yeah,
yes.
Signature verses. Bible.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you for ASA.
Okay, thank you very much. We have time for one more before the break.
All right, we go back to Texas. Patricia is on the line. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to getting on, but somebody else answered the question that I thought I knew the answer to, but I didn't.
Which one? Oh, okay. Okay. Do you want to try one of the others, Patricia?
I would like to answer the one about the dimples.
All right, that's mine. What has 336 dimples, Patricia?
Well, I hope it's a golf ball.
That is correct.
All right.
A golf ball.
Excellent. That would have been my guess. I didn't know.
You know, you look at a golf ball, you wouldn't think it had that many. Maybe 100.
Yeah.
But 336 is the average number.
Wow.
Well, I tell you.
My dad was a great golfer.
Uh-huh. Oh, your dad was a great golfer?
Love to golf.
Yeah, Walker's dad was a great golfer.
Was. Is.
In his mind. But Patricia, thanks for... Did she have a question?
You have a question for us?
No, I couldn't think of anything. I'm traveling right now, and I was afraid I was going to get out of range.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think Patricia just did get out of range. Patricia, we can't hear you anymore, so we're guessing that what you feared has come upon you, but if that's all that happens, it's a good day. So,
thank you, Patricia. We don't have time for another call before the break,
but in 5 minutes we're coming back.
Yeah, I tell you, what's a challenge is counting those dimples.
Yes,
on the golf ball, because if you get distracted at all, you end up having to start over.
206. I don't remember.
Right? How many dimples are on a golf?
336.
See.
So we'll count them next week on Trivia Friday.
Well, okay, Walker, let's do that.
I'm not going to be here. Maybe JJ will be back.
But who knows?
You know, I got up to 289 twice.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And somebody, hey Tim, what's up? You know, and
or somebody yelled four.
Yeah, somebody, yeah, exactly. And you know, you can't.
And then you're
throw.
Man,
where was I? You throw jaw. You know. And all right, so Trivia Friday will continue in five and a half minutes here on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. Ed and Walker and I shall return in that time. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.